This voice is that of Germany, as represented by Chancellor Adolf Hitler. The German leader told the Times, "I have sympathy with President Roosevelt because he marches straight toward his objective over Congress, over lobbies, over stubborn bureaucracies." In July 1934, the Nazi Party's newspaper, Der Völkischer Beobachter, described Roosevelt as America's absolute lord and master, a man of irreproachable, extremely responsible character and immovable will, and a warm-hearted leader of the people with a profound understanding of social needs. Roosevelt's books, Looking Forward, which, as mentioned earlier, had been favorably reviewed by Mussolini himself, and On Our Way were translated into German and received lavish attention. Reviewers were quick to note the similarities between Nazi and New Deal policies. So what was the essence of this revolution from above? In the economic sphere, it was most often called corporatism, a slippery word for dividing up industry into cooperative units, guilds, and associations that would work together under the rubric of national purpose. Corporatism simply seemed like a more honest and straightforward attempt at what social planners and businessmen had been groping toward for decades. Other names proliferated as well, from syndicalism to national planning to simply the third way. The new sense of national purpose, it was thought, would allow business and labor to put aside their class differences and hammer out what was best for everyone, in much the same way the war planners had in Germany, America, and throughout the West. The third way represented a widespread exhaustion with politics and a newfound faith in science and experts. The image of the Fasces conjures the spirit of the idea, strength in unity. Corporations or syndicates representing different sectors of the economy would, like the sticks around the Fasces, bind tightly together for the public interest. Fascists agreed with Marxists that class conflict was a central challenge of economic life. They merely differed, often only at a theoretical level, on how the conflict should be resolved. By making citizens see themselves as Germans or Italians rather than as workers or bosses, corporatists hoped to make Hitler's declaration, "There are no such thing as classes," a reality. Hitler, in fact, believed in classes, siding culturally and politically with the workers over the rich, but he, like most fascists, believed that class differences could be subordinated to the common good through nationalistic fervor. Under the third way, society would get all the benefits of capitalism with none of the drawbacks. The market would exist, but it would be constrained within healthy and productive borders. As the Italian fascist Procurator General Senator Silvio Longhi put it, "The state recognizes and safeguards individual property rights so long as they are not being exercised in a way which contravenes the prevailing collective interest." "I believe," proclaimed FDR in 1932, "that the individual should have the full liberty of action to make the most of himself."